Yeah, no, it was positive. At the end of the first session, I told the guys it's been a long time coming, and it was just a lot of fun to be out there with the guys. The energy was excellent. The work ethic, you know, a compliment to the players for that, and I really enjoyed it.
What can you try to do on day one? I mean, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of implementation on the first day, but what was the theme of today?
Yeah, so we're just slowly going through the way we want to play, but we did actually inject a lot of information into the players, splitting up the sessions so we could have a little teaching moment right in the middle. It turned out to be productive, and not going to the board much during practice, keeping the pace high, and you know, also getting them used to some body contact. There was contact in both parts of the training sessions, which is one thing they don't do a lot of in the summer, so we need to get ready to do that. But overall, I thought we were able to bring quite a bit into the group already, also in the way we want to play. So it was not only physically an activation, it was also mentally an activation.
Yeah, what is your mantra for the season? Is play connected? I guess, what does that mean to you? Why was it important? Why is that sort of the message you want to deliver to this group?
Well, more than anything, that's on the ice. I mean, it begins off the ice. We have to work on that unity, and it's not going to happen overnight. We have new players in the group. We've got a new mix coming in here. Coach is new, all kinds of newness, which takes a few weeks till it settles into a comfortable zone, and we'll work on that naturally. We'll do it organically. But on the ice, we need to feel an identity. I think I've spoken it to you before that I'd like you to be able to tell me in 3-4 weeks what you're seeing, and that you underline the fact that we're playing like this. This is Sabres hockey, and right through the organization, we have the opportunity to also strongly influence the process in Rochester, and Chris Taylor's all in here, and he's with us on the ice, so that a larger group will be able to carry that philosophy. But it's very important that you can feel groups working on, you know, very tight together in both directions. That's what will empower us.
What do you make of Kyle Okposo when his first impression says, oh, he's an alpha of you? What do you make of that, an alpha male? What's your reaction to that?
Well, he's been his reaction
his
to
reaction
me.
His reaction to you.
Oh, okay.
You're an alpha.
Yeah. Well, I think just what he means by that is I've been communicating quite honestly with the group since yesterday, and just attempting to create a clear understanding of how we're going to operate, and giving the players at the same time a voice in the process. But I mean, my you know, the philosophy since the beginning of May has been brooding and developing, and we've worked 1 month now with all the coaches, not only the Sabres coaches. We had the Rochester coaches, Cincy coaches come in, and we've solidified a way to play that we believe is going to give us a chance to be competitive every night. And that's maybe what he's feeling, is that we're very confident that we have a path that we need to go down.
Ralph, a lot of the players mentioned the 15-20-minute talk you had with them as a group yesterday and the impression it made upon them. What was the impression you were hoping to relay to them with your message?
I think that we're just looking for a common ground with a very open communication in all directions, that everybody has responsibility in what we need to do here. And at different times, your responsibility will be bigger and smaller. But I just want them to understand that we're all in this together, and that we're all going to work together on this. And I'm going to facilitate that for sure as a leader. And they seem to come away understanding that.
There's a lot of new guys get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Subject of a shock to the system kind of trade. How much in the last few months do you watch and check in with a guy like that just to make sure he's going to be happy here, given where he came from?
Well, the first conversation with him had a really positive side effect, and that's that his parents are within driving range of Buffalo, and you could feel that he was embracing this challenge, that he loved what he experienced in Vegas, and we respect that. But he also sees the opportunity to be a leader here and to bring that experience into this lineup. And I think I've had nothing but positive contacts with him. He's come in here really with his head up high, his shoulders straight. And I've seen nothing but an embracing of being a Buffalo Sabre. So, you know, just like all the new guys, they've been excellent in the process so far.
What's your plan for the goalies? I mean, Carter was basically the starter last season. season? Yeah. I mean, is he your starter, or is it going to be a competition?
I think everything is a competition. You know, the minutes on defense, the minutes for the forwards, the minutes in goal. This is only the first day, and let that competition live and let it be a part of who we are. And, you know, there's going to be always players that are grumpy and fighting for more minutes, but let's just find a basis to make that positive and see opportunities to learn and grow. But who's going to start right now or how we're going to rotate, it's up to what happens here in the next 3 weeks.
You've been very positive in your approach, and you've talked about how positive and upbeat you are. When it comes to the nitty-gritty, though, of cutting players, of being assertive, of telling players that they're doing things wrong, how do you approach that and balance that fine line that you have to be assertive and maybe not always positive?
No, it's a good question, but positive isn't always friendly. Positive is constructive. Positive is working towards solutions. And if a player gets sent down, that's an opportunity for him too. We'll be really clear on why, what has to be worked on, how you get back here, and be number one in the slot to get the call. So for me, it's not about smiley friendly. I'm not a smiley friendly guy, and I'm not here to be popular. I'm here to get a job done and be respected. So I'll work hard on that, and that's a. That's the way I see positive. I see it in the way you drive people towards getting better and towards working towards solutions.
You've talked about competition quite a bit. Tage Thompson is obviously one of the younger guys who has an opportunity here to maybe grab a roster spot. What are your early impressions of him?
Yeah, he's looking very fit. I mean, overall, our fitness here is outstanding. I mean, it's really been a good summer. We have a lot of great athletes. We, as you well know, we're also spending almost equal time in the gym as we are on the ice. So it's almost an hour. The gym sessions are split with a 20-minute activation and over half an hour with a lift after the skate. And Tage has really improved and worked hard through the summer, and he's in the competition.
Yeah.
Well, we have six nationalities here in the team, I think it is now. And really, when you look at it, I that's one of my advantages is the experience of dealing with all the different nationalities and speaking with him in the summer. You know, when he's on an island in Sweden, it's maybe a little bit different than a player who's sitting in the prairies in Western Canada, just in their home environments. They have different influences, and I do know those. So it helps me to work with the players, and Linus has been extremely receptive to communicating with us. And obviously, Mike Bales has the lead on that position and works closer with the goalies than I do. I'll keep them in the mix all the time. The goalies are very important in our D zone, whether with or without the puck, and I'll be working with them tactically. But Mike feels good about what we have here for a foundation, and again, the competition is going to be big. But Linus has been very easy to talk to, and we hope to get him, you know, at the top of his game.
As you said, it's day one, so obviously things will shake out differently. But the top line was pretty much the same all last year, and today they were all on different lines. James.
Oh yeah, we've definitely spread everybody out here. Let's spend these 3 days also letting our veterans teach and develop and motivate the people around them, and it'll be the same through the first two games. There's no, you know, and it gives you guys something to talk about and think about, right? It'd be boring if we did that right off the hop. A lot of teams in the NHL, I know, are running almost NHL rosters on the morning session, and the depth players on the second session. I was actually surprised how much of that's going on. But I see these first 5 days as an opportunity to teach, as an opportunity to get clarity in what the Sabres hockey is going to look like, and nothing better than these guys being able to play with other people and see other looks. And as we progress, you well know, you know, in games 3, 4, 5, 6, you're gonna have other conversations with me, and we'll, you know, we need to nail the lineup.
As a teacher, how hard is it to not go to the whiteboard the first day, knowing you've got games coming up in just a few days?
Well, we're actually, you know, the whiteboard meeting for you.
Like on the ice, when you're teaching the guys on the ice.
Yeah, I just do it all in the room. So we were actually quite a bit on a board/video/presentation, but it's all in the room. So we can keep it on out there. But there's a lot of teaching going on. And then during practice, I've got excellent support with the other four coaches that are out there. And they're permanently speaking to players, We've got goals within each drill. You two are speaking with the D. You two are speaking with the forwards. So if you watch a little closer tomorrow, you're going to see there's a lot of one-on-one conversations going on. Every coach that's here, including the ones that are in the stands from Rochester, they're completely up to speed on what we want and what the answers are. And the players can turn to anybody at any time. So there's going to be a lot of teaching going on that you might not see as obvious as if I stand at a board and speak to 20 people. I don't do that a lot. I like to work in smaller groups, and I like to work in lines or in D pairs and so on and so forth on a regular basis versus the classic teaching.
Zach Bogosian won't be on the ice during training camp, but how is he progressing, and is there a word on when he could possibly be ready?
Yeah. Well, he's just training off ice. We haven't put a timeline on him yet. We'll see how the next few days go, and we'll give you a feedback there. We're not expecting him in the near future. There was one question in the back that was asked twice. And then,
I was just wondering, what impact, if any, do you think the off-season trade talks surrounding Rasmus Ristolainen had on him?
Well, the good thing is that my conversations with him, I mean, I've always been that way. If a player belongs to the group that I'm leading, he's all in for me. So I haven't been involved in that at all. I haven't even spoken to him about it. It's been all about what he needs to do here to get his minutes, what he needs to do here to fill his role. And he's been excellent in responding to me. So whatever else, the noise that's going on in and around players, whether it's free agency contracts, whatever, I try to keep that where it belongs, and that's with our management team, who are very competent, and so far we've been able to keep that separation. Does that make sense? It's been a good conversation. I liked him on the ice today. He's in excellent condition, and I look forward to coaching him.